Jose coming tonight?
He didn't say he wasn't, so.
Probably get in if he does.
I let the girls know downstairs that he's coming.
Just bang on the door.
Just thinking.
Yeah.
How you been, Eric?
I've been good, how are you?
All right.
No complaints.
Sounds like you've been busy.
No idea. Organizationally, we're as busy as we always are. I spent all last week at a conference here in town that I ran, coordinated, did all that stuff, so.
Have to stand up. Back up there, so page. Ready to begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we have a quorum. So the roll call, please.
I have Bill.
Yep.
I have David.
Yes.
Maria.
Yes.
Patricia.
Here.
And.
Present.
All right, we have the minutes out, and so if anybody wants to look at that, and I will entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
So made.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, nobody here for public comments, I see. Veteran of the Year information. Let me provide information on the Veterans of Coalition Veteran of the Year timeline. And Commissioner Kyle Long will provide an update on San Diego Veterans Museum Veteran of the Year timeline.
Okay, according to the website, the San Diego Veterans Museum's Veterans of the Year, it's closed for 2018-19 nomination. I will concur with the captain that it is difficult to get a hold of them. It is difficult for them to return my call. I have called them every week, every day, emailed and whatnot. And so, but I so happen to be out of town the last few, you know, days and weeks that have not made it to the Veterans Museum. I will really have to physically go there between now and our next meeting to get more information. So I agree with the captain. They don't even return calls. They don't even return emails.
That's not
right. There's a pretty good chance, too, when you go there, the person you need to talk to won't be available.
So, number one is the options. I've memorized it. Two is programs. Three is the curator. Four is the president. One is communication. Ding, ding, ding. I left a message on all of them. This is Maria, member of so-and-so. Please call me. Here's my email. Nothing. So,
to what extent do we need them? What is it we need for?
We needed the timeline for the San Diego Veterans Museum's their timeline for the VOY, and also the point of contact.
Are they the host for the county? Or?
Yes, they are the host.
So they don't. There is no county. There is no county veteran of the year that's selected from all of the localized civic government veteran of the year recipients. There is a Veterans of the Year Scottish Rite. There is a ceremony there. We're trying to figure out how that worked, but that's the Veterans Museum that we can't get a hold of, because I think that's where they hold it. So the county itself does not. They don't sponsor or have that. They don't do one that's kind of an aggregate of everybody.
Well, I would say as a commission, we should just simply focus on our own Veteran of the Year process and start advertising that. And getting it out, see if we can't get the get the nominations in. We did a good job last year of getting it in. That went really well.
Yeah.
So let's press on with that.
Yeah.
It's already April.
If we can find others that want to recognize them on a higher level, we can always come in later on and do that.
Well,
One thing I found out about just last week is that the assembly members, the state assembly members have their Veterans of the Year ceremony. Representative or Assemblywoman Fletcher Gonzalez nominated one of my employees for Veteran of the Year. He'll be going up to Sacramento in June.
Oh, okay.
To accept that award along with the other 79. That were nominated, maybe we can take a look at that, because I think we have two representatives that cover two.
Meaning, so when you say 79, that's the districts, those are the congressional districts?
The assembly districts.
Or assembly,
so each of them have a Veteran of the Year?
Yeah, that's my understanding. And Lorena Gonzalez is...
Fire drill, so everybody's got...
I think each, they do this for Woman of the Year too, because yeah. I just did this a month or two ago, but apparently they do it for Veteran of the Year, and we found out because... Ms. Gonzalez's office contacted us because of the gentleman who works for me. So maybe we could work with our assembly representatives who do cover the Chula Vista area, and we could somehow nominate our person. That might be another way to take it to a higher level.
But at the present time, I guess there's no nexus or connection between our city selection and the...
Nothing I think laid down in print.
We
do this.
So everybody does it, but nobody does.
You know, we had an event last week, and we had invited, we always invite everybody to come to our events, and she sent a representative, and I think it was almost like, oh yeah, we gotta do this too. And she decided to offer it to my employee, who's a great veteran and does great service for the community. But I'm just thinking maybe that's something we could take a look of. I don't know if the person needs to live in that assembly member's district, or if they work there, whatever the deal is.
And the only issue with, I don't know if it would ever, we could certainly offer up hours to see, but I'm wondering if it's an opportunity because the districts don't exactly curtail or, you know, they don't exactly follow city boundaries.
True, so, they certainly don't here, that's
so,
for sure.
So there's a potential that they may want to honor somebody that's outside the bounds, but I don't think there's anything stopping saying, hey, here's our Veteran of the Year, you want to honor them or not? And, it's up to, I don't know. But like I said, there's no set protocol to kind of like take an aggregate and decide.
I'll be going up to the ceremony to support my employee, so I can certainly report back to what happens up there, but that's my understanding of what's going to happen. So it might be something going forward, possibly.
Well, I think as a commissioner, our main focus should be getting word out, to advertise and getting it known so people know that. So we can say we let everybody know.
It just gets a little awkward when somebody says, who is the Chula Vista Veteran of the Year? Well, is it a person? City, or is it any of the three districts
Any other discussion? All right, thanks. Moving along, staff presentations. This items in this section of the agenda don't really require any action from us, but it's good to hear about them. There's two items: city website update on city's authorization to add a list of websites that give information on events for veterans around the county. Captain Plum.
Did not have a chance to do that aspect of it, so.
Yeah, you don't remember the list that Jose used to bring, the spreadsheet like that?
Maybe.
I'm taking a look at that, and my goal on that is kind of like this. Is to try to get as many veteran organizations and list contact information for them.
Yeah.
Just a sheet of paper that says here VFW, FRA, whatever the case may be, so that we have a sheet with all the information on there for all the different organizations. So should something come up that we either need to let people know we've got that information, and so I'm looking in. To do that.
If we have the list, once the list is correct, we actually have the list and we vetted it and it's accurate and it's not, you know, and we know that the links go where they're supposed to go. I think it's a simple thing to basically say, hey, can we have these on? Can we put these on, you know, under our link on the city's website? I think it's just a matter of getting the webmaster to do it, which isn't a big deal.
Yeah, I'm basically just doing a web search for that and then trying to follow up with call somebody and says, are you this really there? And
just the party to whom I'm speaking.
Yeah, that sort of thing.
We have a page of resources for the college. I'd be happy to get a copy of what we have so far.
Sure, that would work.
Just a little bit of additional information.
As long as it's anchored.
Yeah, we've been working on trying to update it the last year or so.
All right, Fallen Hero banners. Update from Councilman McCann on when the banners can be put up.
So I actually took the opportunity to speak to Councilwoman Galvez at a meeting that we had that was unrelated and mentioned to her, and she was for it and absolutely said she would do it. And last night's council meeting, during council comments, she brought it up, and the mayor said, I think that Tava has money. Why aren't they going to Tava? And then Councilmember Tava, Third Avenue Village Association, that they have money for that. And Councilmember McCann said, yep, I agree, that's for Tava. And so that's where it went. So we would have to reach out to Tava to see if Tava is willing to support that. And I don't know if Tava needs to be, I'll be honest with you, I don't know if Tava has any ability, jurisdiction, allowance to put things on our city street lights or not.
Are they just like a business organization?
That's the Third Avenue Village Association is what it is. And so they're just the association of businesses. I don't know if they have any right, or if the city wants them, you know, basically working on our streetlights, putting brackets on there. So as we're getting close to Memorial Day now, we're getting into May, I'll have to reach back out to do some research. I was watching the council member comments today on streaming video when I saw it, because I was curious. It happened after I had left the meeting, and I don't know that Tava has any ability to do it. They say they have the funds to do it. Whether they're willing to pay the city to do it or not, I just don't know.
I think Randy's involved.
So, and if you guys know somebody that you want to, I think that would be fine. I don't have a problem asking either. But
yeah, one of our cloning guys, Randy, is a member.
Okay.
Randy Bellamy.
Okay.
All right. So. Thank you. Other business, staff comments.
So if you'll remember, we had a long discussion about special meetings, regular meetings,
yes.
The mm-hmm. Veterans Home Board voting. So
yes.
I will tell you that unequivocally, there is no issue whatsoever if you want to attend as a Veterans Affairs Commission member.
Mm-hmm.
There's no issue whatsoever if you want to attend the Chula Vista Veterans Home Board meetings.
Good.
Mm-hmm. As a member of the VAC. However, if you want to, as a private citizen, if they want to elect you to their board or do anything like that, that's separate and different and completely unattached to your commissioner duties here with the city.
Okay.
If you're there in as a member of the VAC, you shouldn't be voting on anything. It should just be there to observe and be able to answer questions, and there can't be any more than two of you because we're in violation of the Brown Act.
Okay.
If there are more than two of you there, that makes sense.
Okay.
So
just an informative type visit.
Correct. Yeah, which is, there's nothing that stops anyone from going and saying that, you know, as a Veterans Affairs Commissioner, I want to go to a Planning Commission meeting, or I want to go to a pick another board commission meeting or something like that, and go and just say I'm just here, you know. And if they're asking, you say I'm just, you know, it's open to the public. But taking voting and speaking on behalf of is a little bit of an issue. You certainly there can be receptive to info. On the question of special meetings, we, without resolution, are able to, as long as we post accordingly or appropriately and agendize it accordingly, we can have a special meeting if we want to. So if we want to add a meeting to our list, or we want to hold a special meeting someplace other than here in replacement of our regular meeting. So if we decide, say, for May, that we want to hold a meeting at, say, Southwestern College, as long as we've agendized it, which we haven't done currently, but let's say we wanted to do it for June, we would basically say, hey, we have to agendize discussion of alternative meeting for the month of June, call it what you will, and for location. So we could decide as a group in one of these meetings, do we want to have a change the location for one of our meetings? And as long as we then post it publicly and make sure people can get to it and assure, you know, access and parking and all that, then we can absolutely do that. There really isn't a limit per se on how many of those we can do. But if we do decide that we're not going to do it on a regular basis here anymore, which is where we've decided to do it, chances are we're going to have to go back and get an opinion on whether or not we need to resolution that through council to have that meeting, to have our meeting place changed to our regular meeting place changed.
I think our concern was just to make it more open
And so there's.
Because this is a little hard to find this place up here.
So the short answer is, if we decide, if the commission decides to hold a meeting someplace that's more accessible, and open it up, advertise it as whatnot, any of that can be done as long as it's posted. How long does it have to be posted for?
3 days before.
Yeah, so at least 3 days before. So at least, as long as it's posted 72 hours prior and it's noticed on our website and it's noticed potentially, you know, on, let's say Southwestern College just comes to mind, because.
Would you guys be available to?
Absolutely.
So if we wanted to do that, we could do that, but we have to agenda. So what we do have to do is we have to agendize the item. So for the May meeting, we would want to put an agenda item that discussion, you know, staff discussion on, or discussion on, and I have the rules here, so city staff can basically.
To vote on it, in other words.
Not necessarily to vote, but to.
Well, could we not tonight just say, somebody say, well, I would like to move that we make the meeting in May at Southwestern College. Mm-hmm. Room to be announced.
It would be an action item, correct?
So let me double check. I want to make sure I got it right.
Yeah, June would be better. We're building a new Veterans Center.
So
okay.
So as a general rule, boards and commissions shall hold their regular and special meetings at a city facility. Boards and commissions may hold their meetings from time to time in other locations within the city as long as meetings are properly noticed.
Okay.
So we're good to go there, right? So yep. Now we're agendas and agenda packets. So items may be placed on the agenda by the chairperson, by a majority vote of the members, or by city staff. So for instance, Claudia and I can say, hey, we want to put this on the agenda, or as the chair or the vice chair, or someone could motion to say, hey, we want to, however you guys want to do it, but we should probably for May, if the commission.
Well, I think she's talking about a new place in June. Yeah. Looking ahead at June. And my thought is we will go out there and kind of take a look at it. Is how's the facility and everything? Is it open to people like that? With the thought of perhaps maybe making a permanent move at some point in time. And we could also vote on that.
That's not very convenient for me, I just want to say.
It's inconvenient for you guys. You guys would be out of your office.
Me either, because I live in this area.
Oh, yeah.
I live right, well, not that far.
So look what you're doing. I'm just kidding.
Hey, too bad.
I know. So, I have a car.
So they used to meet at the veterans.
So there's nothing that I think what we will do is agendize the discussion to determine the June an alternative meeting for access purposes for June. And we can agendize it, vote on it in March, and then as long as there's some signage. Do you guys have a signboard up there? Mm-hmm. So you know, I could see putting a signboard up so we could draw some public in, because I think that's the way to go. We would put it on the city's website, on the newspaper, and then we would post it appropriately, and we go from there. And then, however you guys, I will have to check on whether, because it does say that the regular meetings should be. As a general rule, boards and commissions shall hold their regular and special meetings at a city facility, but they may hold them from time to time at other locations. So,
So I can put it on the agenda
For the next meeting, May meeting, an item where we bring it up as to a meeting in June at Southwestern College.
Okay, we can show up our new
site. And honestly, I'm sorry to interrupt. Yeah. I would say, just for the ease, why don't we just put, on the agenda discussion, we can have a standing agenda item as a discussion, so it's always there, and we can either take action or not. We can say standing agenda item would be discussion of any potential special meetings or meeting locations. Okay. That way it's in every one of our agendas, we don't have to worry about it.
That's a great idea.
And we can action it accordingly. It lets us be agile.
Okay.
Sounds great.
Good. Thank you.
Great, thank you.
And I think the objective, of course, is to make it more available to the public out there, and that sort of thing.
We could invite the members of the Memorial Museum. Sorry,
can't
say that loud.
Chair's not here.
I can't even get a hold of him.
Vice chair has really nothing. We go around the room, and any commissioners' comments?
I have no comment at this time.
Okay.
I just have a question. I just happened to be looking at our website while we were chatting, and it looks like the deadline for the Veteran of the Year nomination still reads June 30th, 2018.
Oh, we gotta update it.
So if we could get that updated. And as far as our outreach, I agree, getting the word out is so important about this, this honor. Do we have a strategy for getting the word out? Do we have like a mailing list or a...
You know what I do is I make a Facebook posting.
Ah, okay.
And I make a Nextdoor posting.
Careful what you admit to.
No, I'm just saying, you know, veteran of the...
It's okay to do that.
And, you know, and John McCann's on there, John and I go back like him, but I put a posting on that, that the Veterans Commission of Chula Vista is looking for nominations for Veterans of the Year. The deadline is June 30th. Go to this website and I copy paste the little link in there, pick up the nomination form and fill it out and send it. It's, there's nothing wrong with that. And the same thing on Facebook, but it gets it out to people, and I would recommend other people.
Because it is already April.
Right.
Yeah.
It's okay. We'll get some. We'll you get post some. It out there. People will pay attention.
Okay. I remember 2 years ago, we got one nomination.
Oh,
and last year, I did that. I went to Nextdoor, and I got some reply back from that and stuff. I went to Facebook like that, and I think we had
half dozen.
I think it works.
I would suggest, if I may, because I think a couple of the suggestions we got were incomplete, because I think there's some requirements, and so I think posting, in addition to the link, posting the requirements so that people can see that, so that we don't end up, because I think we had some people that we would have considered, but they didn't get a good, they didn't really get...
Almost nothing on it.
They didn't get, I think we actually didn't, we didn't include somebody in the voting because we couldn't determine, we didn't have enough information.
Yeah.
Okay, I think what we need, the link we need to put on there is not for the form itself, but the page that announces it. And the link for the form is on there. You see what I'm saying?
I would say the link is, people like a link to go, oh, I want to do that. So if we take, maybe if you cut and paste the requirements from the form and post and say, here are the requirements and here's a link to the form, that way they can fill it out and submit it.
All right.
I would suggest that. I'm sorry to be...
Gotta let them know what the specifics are. You get...
Well, what I'm saying, instead of putting a link on there that they just all of a sudden here's a pop-up PDF form, put a link on there that the page that talks about the Veteran of the Year and embedded in there is click here to get the form.
And I think, it's your personal post. You can post almost anything you want.
Well, I actually did this last year. And the form, we had a little bit of the kerfuffle with the email address, which was, you know, I'm sure we fixed that.
We got some.
But I like having that out. The city has a Facebook and Instagram.
We can do that. Yeah, the city can put, I can have Diane Howell put that stuff out. We can do that. It's probably about time to do that.
Because you can always repost or retweet off of that, which is kind of nice.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we can post it at the school or tweet at the school, and then they get retweeted and retweeted with the other organizations in town. But as soon as we get our date.
Yeah.
We don't want to be sending people there and then they get confused about the data.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
David?
I have nothing. Thank you.
I entertain a motion to adjourn.
I would second that, of course, or make the motion. Are you entertaining or making?
Well, that was very entertaining.